Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
WWE will and has tried everything. They've been around for ages now, so eventually somebody is going to go make a llama a champion and it'll be considered. Just give it a few years. I will buy the merchandise. We should look at some of these weird ideas they have tried as more evidence of this, even though they didn't last that long. So I am Cyber What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. This is 10 bizarre WWE experiments you don't remember. Number 10, Cruiserweights on Raw. In 2016, we had the Cruiserweight Classic, and it rocked. Dudes from around the world like Mustafa Ali, Johnny Gargano, Kota Ibushi, and Zack Sabre Jr. entered, and it really was great to see. It's like Marvel and DC coming together. DJ Perkins was the winner and even got a shiny new purple belt, when from nowhere, the decision was made to have this division exclusive to Raw. WWE went all in as they changed the color of the ropes and made it very clear this was meant to be something different. There was your problem. You could also tell they didn't really care that much. Unlike the rest of the show, it was hastily thrown together and no effort was done to introduce these guys to the main roster audience, and therefore everybody was confused. There were flashes of fun when Neville and Enzo Amore got the title, but even then it was never given its due. When Amore was released in 2018, that was pretty much the death knell. And I don't think Vince McMahon even realized. Number 9, Eric Bischoff and Paul Heyman were put in charge. Yep, I remember this time fondly as we here at What Culture pumped the videos out, and everybody was desperate to know more. Why was Heyman heading up Raw, and what the flub was Bischoff doing on SmackDown? It was wild. Sadly, we never really got an answer either, because it didn't go anywhere. McMahon was still pulling the strings, so this was more of a PR stunt, and Eric was gone within months, whereas Paul did his best, but couldn't get his ideas greenlit. Why do you think Aleister Black got stuck in that room? Mr. ECW had his concept killed. Before long, it was back to normal, and this was just a talking point from 2019 that still makes no sense. Even Bischoff has come out and said a lot of the reports of how much influence he had were exaggerated, so methinks something was done to help the stock price. What the hell do I know? Number 8, Jeff Hardy is a heel. I mean, it sounds silly, right? Jeff Hardy is one of those guys who can pop up from nowhere and everybody loves him instantly. He's got whatever that is. From 2010 to 2011, though, this was the charismatic enigma in TNA, complete with a very odd custom title. Why Impact even tried this, I don't know, as every time WWE gave it a go, it bombed. The first time was around 2003 when Jeff lost to RVD, and as Hardy was unhappy, he attacked Rob Van Dam with a chair. Oh, day. Problem is, I lied to you, and while Jeffrey thought about doing this, he changed his mind and just walked off. Really wasn't that evil at all. The chaos continued as he tried to beat up Booker T and failed, when the following week the same thing happened with Shawn Michaels. Literally days later, Hardy then arrived to save Stacy Keibler from Christian, and that was that. He was a hero again. Clearly the powers that be realized the deal, and yet TNA still wanted to test the waters. It did not work. Number 7, Kevin Owens, the face of America. Even though the Kevin Owens-Chris Jericho relationship and breakup was the best thing WWE had in 2016 and 2017, they flubbed it up. For some reason, Vince McMahon didn't have the same faith in it and just let it peter out. And even though they were penciled in for a WWE title match at WrestleMania, never happened, plans changed. Instead, the US Championship was drafted in, and after Owens won it, for no reason, he shaved his beard and started saying he was the face of America. Now, this was due to the fact that he was a Canadian, but that was about it. He's from another country. Boo. Kev was also dressing all smart, and it took about 9 seconds before we all saw this wasn't working, and it got scrapped. I would hazard a guess that KO felt the same about this. While he did the best he could, it never really clicked. Number 6, 1-800-FELLA. Now, I do not remember this one. Well, I didn't, but I had to do my research, and man, thank goodness this was flushed down the toilet. For in 2013, when Sheamus was first finding his way onto the main roster, we gave him a phone line. What? It's all the Irishman and a bunch of fake adverts where he would tell people to call 1-800-FELLA. You could then ask him to turn up and bro-kick somebody you didn't like, which is definitely not legal. One of these even hinted that Seamus could come round and hit his finisher towards your back to get rid of stuck food. Honestly, I felt like I'd taken drugs watching these. Just crazy. He soon returned to the 2014 Royal Rumble and all of these were ended. But what was the original endgame? Booting somebody's head off and claiming the kingdom as his own? I tell you, WWE will try everything. Case in point. Number 5, Apple. Ah boy, here we go. And I suppose we should probably pronounce it A-P-P-L-E. As for one night, Santino Marella, Evan Bourne, Daniel Bryan and Mark Henry said this was their name and they were now a group. Bonkers. It happened in 2011 when Morella needed a crew to take on the Core, who you also probably have forgotten about, and yes, you've worked it out. Because they were the Core, these idiots were the Apple, please kill me. But also secretly come and give me a hug because I love this nonsense. There was even more, as we were told it also stood for Allied People Powered by Loathing Everything You Stand For, which would actually be Apple, but just saying. The best part is they took on this faction and lost. Then they broke up, probably because of the embarrassment. This is what makes Brian's rise to the top even more impressive. He got dragged into this and still shone. What a talent. Number 4, promo graphics. WWE loves augmented reality. You see it with every superstar when they make their entrance, from Matt Riddle's birds to Becky Lynch's giant winking face. I suppose it's pretty cool. Before AR was properly a thing, though, the plan was to just try and put images on the screen for the people at home, and the results were interesting to say the least. They mostly took the form of words popping up behind the wrestlers as they strolled ringside or when they were cutting selfie-style promos. The Usos got it the worst because they would shout things like Uso Penitentiary or Lockdown, and fake prison gates would slam shut, or you would see sound effects represented with words such as clank appear right in your face. And I do get it, new technology was available, so why not give it a go? But this wasn't it. It was like Charles had gotten hold of Microsoft Word art for the first time. Number 3, no wrestling in the ad breaks. Vince McMahon is a little bit weird. Every now and then he will get a bee in his bonnet about something, and that's that. It must be enforced every week. Like that time he decided, when we cut to commercial, the wrestling should stop. Straight away you'll probably be going, but what about the live crowd? And it is a great point. I suppose that didn't matter, and instead during these breaks, random crazy matches would evolve from what we had been seeing, such as six-person tags or 2 out of 3 falls contests. The idea was viewers would have to stay tuned to see what occurred, but nobody cared. Why would you? There was no rhyme or reason to this. We just did it because we wanted to do it. The worst part was this actually made Raw even harder to watch because it was so damn disjointed. I mean, you may as well have put a clown in the ring and just had them laugh. In the end, Vince realized this didn't work and banned it the other way. So what a waste of life. I'll never get that time back. Number 2, a darker third hour. On paper, this sounded pretty good. Raw is a slog at 3 hours, so why not take the last 60 minutes, which was also airing super late, and make it really adult? Great! It would give you a reason to stick around, and maybe we'd even recapture some of that Attitude Era magic in the process. Mick Foley was the guy to announce this in 2019, and I cannot tell you what was intended because nothing came of it. In 3 weeks, we'd quietly slipped it under the ring, and in that time, there was nothing even remotely mature aside from the fact we turned the lights down. Pathetic. It also ties into number 1, the electric chair. Because there was one exception to this, as the rule tells us, and my word, it's actually worse than doing nothing. Because the week after this announcement, Corey Graves was in the ring to show off the electric chair. Anyone who sat in this seat of death would have to answer questions as truthfully as possible. Otherwise, I guess they would die? I don't know. Sami Zayn was the poor dude put in this thing, and man, the questions. They were all so basic as we chatted the likes of the Universal title, his retirement, and the Mixed Match Challenge. Ooh, dark. To be fair, Sami was allowed to say how pants this was, and that given the rules, people could ask him anything, even about AEW. Dun, dun, dun. The forbidden fruit. I suppose it got a reaction, but it was just so silly. Within a few days, no one cared. Seth Rollins eventually walked out to destroy this, and that was that. We never saw it again. I really need to know what we were trying to achieve, because this sucked. I'm all for new things, but come on now. This is like another 8-year-old had dreamt it and somehow made it onto TV. What a time to be alive. Know of any other bizarre WWE experiments we don't remember? Make sure you let us know in the comments below, and don't forget to like the video, share the video, and subscribe. And make sure you go to whatculture.com where you can read more articles with your eyes. Follow us on social media at WhatCultureWWE and SimonMeta316, and we have a terrific number of more videos. I think you should watch one. My name is Simon What Culture. I do apologize for being so sick, but hey ho, the train of fun must continue to roll. Take care of yourself, and I'll speak to you again soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.